Oh, let me get a good sniff in.
Yeah, what's with all this?
Here we go. Let's go dancing.
And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And I'm here with our returning partner, Jeremy Broen.
Man, it was a great vacation, but I have to be honest, I did kind of miss you guys.
At DFF underscore Madman and Shane Manila.
Yeah, you were on vacation.
I was waiting at DFF underscore Shane. I was waiting for Shane to do his trademark meh.
Look, I'm in a cheery mood tonight, so I'll save meh for later.
Well, it's good to have you back. You had a good vacation with your family?
Yeah, man. Dude, that's right. Yeah. Oh, me. Not the other guy. Yeah, dude. It was really relaxing. I'll tell you, I never work on vacation. Like the past few years, I've never taken work with me. I leave my work phone, work laptop, everything behind. But, you know, still have my phone. And this year, I even left Twitter behind. Like, I called it shitter Twitter. Like, I'd go in there. Like, if I have to go to the bathroom, I take the phone in there and I'll check it out. Only my direct messages. Otherwise, because my wife would kill me. She warned me. She's like, you're not doing podcasts. You're not, you know, you're not doing Twitter. If I catch you on Twitter, I'm like, all right, I get it. Now, you're going to be right beside me the whole time, so I guess I'm going to have to listen. And actually, she was good about it. But I did. I stayed away from everything. And honestly, man, my heart rate went down. I felt great. You know, it was just cool to spend time with the family. It was a necessary thing. I'm glad I did it. And honestly, getting back, I kind of toned down some of the, like, I'm trying not to burn the candle at both ends, working out a little bit, you know, doing more of the right things, so that I'm a happier guy, you know?
Cool.
Well, screw that. I don't know what drug addiction's like, but I can only imagine that being away from Twitter would kind of be like drug addiction. Like, I'd be in the corner and I'd be like, I'm sick. I need my medicine. Nice.
Yeah. I definitely know what you mean. I just always find myself, even at red lights, looking at my phone, trying to figure stuff out. However, Jeremy, I did see you a couple times on Facebook. You posted some pictures. So,
my wife did. Yeah. She tagged me and all that stuff. I don't have the patience. She actually, most of those pictures she posts are my pictures.
That's funny.
I've either taken on my phone or hers, and then she posts them because I'm just not big on Facebook. You know, my mom's on there, my relatives, you know, people from high school. I just don't post much out there. You know, occasionally post a picture of my dogs or something, right?
Yeah.
A little life tip. If you're going to fake your own death, don't have a Facebook account.
Right.
Yeah, it gives you up every time. So we got some news.
I was just going to say, how does that work? Yeah, okay. Well, we do have some news. And hey, our news is brought to us by rotoassurance.com. Use the code DynastyTradesHQ, all in caps, and get 20% off. Now, with the news, are we going to start with Jordan Howard? Or are we going to start with what just happened like an hour ago with CJ Anderson?
Oh, they're both momentous, momentous moves.
Momentous? Is that the right word?
Probably not. Look,
monumental?
Monumental. Yeah, that makes more sense than monumentous, because the one I said is not a word.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So, yeah. So let's just start with CJ Anderson, because he signed with the Lions.
Yes.
I've already seen some chatter about how is this going to affect carry-on. And to that I say, pshaw. Pshaw. I think people forget sometimes during the offseason that you need a certain amount of players on your roster. Carry on, no matter what, wasn't going to touch every carry. You know, he wasn't going to get every carry. He wasn't going to get every reception out of the backfield. Someone else is going to have to, you know, touch the ball. And they upgrade it from Zach Zenner to CJ Anderson, which is a pretty momentous increase in talent. So
yeah, a guy who's done it before. And every team needs more than one guy. Everybody's so worried in dynasty football about these other players tapping into their market share. But just like Shane said, none of these players is getting the ball on every down. I mean, most of these guys don't even play every snap. If you play more than 90% of the snaps, you must be Christian McCaffrey, because it just doesn't happen. Yeah. And every team needs that backup, and so it's C.J. Anderson. I think it's good for fantasy that C.J. got that gig. I don't really worry about it if I'm a Kerryon Johnson owner myself.
It's funny, though, too. You know, we've talked about it with a lot of these running backs. There's only a handful of guys that really get all the carries, and all these teams are – committees, even like New Orleans, where they had two guys that were both in the top 10 points. For me, the thing I was the most happy about was that he didn't re-sign with the Rams. So, I mean, maybe all this stuff that everybody was so afraid of with Todd Gurley, maybe it's not as serious as what we were thinking about a month ago when everybody was saying he could be, oh, he's not going to play and they're going to re-sign C.J. Anderson and take all his carries away. I mean, they didn't re-sign him and they didn't sign anybody else, so maybe he's not as bad as they think.
Holy shit, that's an excellent point, Sipes. I didn't even think of that. You
thank you.
First of all, a bunch of different things happening on that. You made an excellent point.
Sure.
So I appreciate you bringing that to the show, because we're going to put that on your chalkboard. That's one.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, the only guy they I think they matched the tender to Malcolm Brown, who originally signed a tender with Detroit. Kerryon's not going to be a bell cow, though, but it has nothing to do with this. It's because Matt Patricia came out and said it again this week, or last week, actually last week, the 27th, because it's Monday, so not a lot has happened this week. But he did mention last week that, you know, he's going to rotate other guys in.
Right.
So, any, like you said, though, there's only a handful of backs that get all the carries. You got your Ezekiel, Jesus Christ,
Zeke.
There's Zeke. There's whatever running back is starting in Pittsburgh. And yeah, there's Leonard Fournette when he's, you know, not limping off the field. And Gurley last year. Up until last year's playoffs and all. But yeah, it's a very select group. You just, you know, that's fine. You carry on. Some running backs just aren't built to carry the ball 25 times and get 6 receptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Todd Gurley thing with C.J. Anderson, I mean, let's get real. People were worried about Todd Gurley. It wasn't because of C.J. Anderson. Maybe they thought it was, but C.J. Anderson was never taking Todd Gurley's job.
No, but people were afraid. Yeah, people were afraid with that arthritis thing. Oh, yeah. Maybe he's not going to be able to carry it as much, and they're going to re-sign C.J. Anderson and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's funny, though, with some of these teams, you just said Fournette. You know, everybody was like, crapping all over Fournette at the end of the season last year. But that's another team that not only didn't they bring anybody new in, they haven't even signed TJ Yeldon yet, right? So right now in Jacksonville, isn't it only Fournette that's there right now? I mean, there's probably some other person that think their name.
There's Corey Grant, who obviously in Dynasty we've all been in love with for it feels like 16 or 17 years now.
At least.
Yeah, roughly my entire lifetime. Outside of that, no, there's no one there, but they're probably going to draft a running back. Look, I don't think they're enamored with Fournette. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or science to or a science.
Brain scientist, no.
You don't have to be in science class to know that they have issues with Fournette.
Right.
You know, they voided his guaranteed money. They suspended him a game. Or I'm sorry, they didn't suspend him a game. But they held him out of the final week of the season. Tom Coughlin basically said he's a dog. So they're clearly not enamored with him. So that might be one of those teams that you look back after the draft and they've drafted a David Montgomery or someone like that. And you're like, holy shit, I guess they really don't like Fournette.
Yeah, and holy shit, we have a new guy to think about drafting high. He's a bell cow back.
It's one of those kind of landing spots. Yeah, one of those kind of landing spots that we'll talk about, you know, when that week comes with the draft. You know, speaking of other running backs, and like we said, what we were going to lead with was Jordan Howard traded to Shane's Eagles, but then the C.J. Anderson thing happened. But
did you say traded to Shane's ego? What?
There's nothing that could tackle my ego. So just real quick. So this is what I'm looking at for his stat line next year. If he takes every carry and becomes a receiving back, so he'll run for 1,438 yards and 12 touchdowns on 349 carries. So I don't know what that works out to.
Oh, my
average.
God.
Not very good. And 77 receptions for 660 yards and 4 touchdowns. So if he touches the ball all the time, you're looking at a 2,000-yard season from the guy. That's not bad.
Yeah, but that's
optimistic.
That's very optimistic. And one of the other things that came out about 10 minutes ago before we started the show was that Duke Johnson is asking for a trade, and the Eagles are one of the teams that inquired. So do you think that's going to happen? Yeah.
you buried the lead. You didn't tell everybody. I put DJ.
Oh, that's giant. Right. I'm sorry.
It's like in like 46 font. DJ asks for a trade. Sure. And he wasn't present today at today's voluntary team workouts. And in parentheses, I put very small Duke Johnson.
You're right.
Not the big DJ, the little DJ. The
little guy. You'll have to write that on Twitter so people can see it. But I'm just saying, I mean, everybody, including you, you know, were so excited about Jordan Howard a couple of days ago. But if Duke Johnson goes over there too, does that take away any of the thrill of Jordan Howard? Or are you still okay with that?
No, because Jordan Howard's a two-down thumper. I didn't think he was going to do anything else there. What Jordan Howard's going to do, he's going to take whatever carries that Josh Adams, Wendell Smallwood, probably Corey Clement, obviously Jay Jai, and the few carries that Darren Sproles got. I mean, he's probably going to get close to 200, 225 carries next year. And that's fine because he's going to be a goal line threat because the Eagles are going to score a lot of touchdowns.
So all that stuff, like all those numbers you just said a few minutes ago, really were just a joke?
Yeah. That was all the Eagles running backs total. But it's not like you expected him to be a receiving back. I mean, if the guy gets some dump offs, great. If he can get 32 receptions, you know, you'll be happy with that. I think he's going to do a lot better on the Eagles than he ever did. Well, not ever did, but than he did last year with Chicago.
Yeah, it's a good fit. The Eagles need a back like that. That's great for their offense. And I'd like Duke Johnson anywhere other than Cleveland because he's just not been in the cards there, especially with this regime. I think that's good for Duke Johnson. He's not old yet. He's still got it to be that change of pace guy and be your flex player, you know, in dynasty football. I like it for him and fantasy football and my rosters where I own him. It would be cool, the Eagles, I mean, the Buccaneers, any team that's going to be throwing the ball to the running back because that guy is very good. Could be a slot receiver. He's also good between the tackles, but, you know, you don't really want to use him like that a lot. But in Philadelphia now, you wouldn't have to. You'd use him in the sweet spot, getting him that ball out of the backfield and let him work his magic. I think he's going to be a star again in fantasy, but just depends on where he goes, how good he's going
to
be.
I would love for him to come down here to Miami. I mean, it's his hometown and everything. That'd be awesome.
He doesn't want to go there. He's asking to be traded to a good team.
I know. No. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to come down here. And what's the deal
Eagles,
with
the Eagles have inquired and right. some of the Jets? Which that's what's going to go in there.
That's what I was just going to say. What's with the Jets?
No, LA Jets. No.
And then Houston.
No, you got Le'Veon Bell. Like, just get away. Like, Houston? No. You'll screw up my Lamar Miller shit that I got going on. I'm getting him for second round picks, and I don't want to feel like that's a wasted, you know, waste of my capital. So I need Houston to step off. He needs to end up with Philadelphia where he can get, you know, 3 to 4 carries a game, but looking at probably 4 to 5 receptions a game, and he's an every week PPR starter again.
Well, that would be cool. And, you know, speaking of Jordan Howard, though, you said about going over the Eagles. How does this affect the Bears? What are we looking at over there at the Bears? Is it Tariq Cohen and what, Mike Davis now?
That's what it looks like. Mike Davis is – I like Mike Davis. I'm not going to spend much on him because he's got no capital invested in him. He's got, what, $6 million contract or something to that effect. But I did like Mike Davis a lot in Seattle, and I believe – on a per reception basis, he was actually better than Carson and Penny last year. Mm-hmm. He's a good all around running back. He's a guy that, remember, we liked, well, a lot of dynasty people liked him when he was in San Francisco. But he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Nothing changes for Cohen. It's not like they're going to give 200 carries to Cohen. Cause if you do that, he'll die.
Cohen is still going to be magic. They're going to hopefully they use him more than they did in some games last year, but he doesn't need 20 touches to be fantasy relevant. It's the way they use him. It's almost like a wide receiver where you're thinking, hey, my guy got 8 targets today. If Cohen gets, you know, those, let's say 10, you're happy because that guy's got yards, hopefully a touchdown, because he can capitalize on those 10 targets.
Yep.
10 touches.
Well, you know, for us talking about all these running backs, we have the dynasty eye on these guys.
Real quick, we forgot a big signing. Alfred Blue signed with Jacksonville. Jesus Christ, we were just talking about them.
Really?
Yeah, he signed with Jacksonville. Big signing.
Let's get a bunch of Shane's
exactly.
And have them all in Jacksonville.
Well.
Here's the thing. If Alfred Blue goes into the season as the backup, though, he's a strong buy for me because there's going to be at least four games you get to start him in.
Totally. He needed the money, that's for sure. So, but what I was saying, is we look at all these running backs with the eye of dynasty. But tonight we have a guest. We have a guest coming on who looks at everything through a different eye with DFS. So DFS. before we get to our guest, we have to hear from gtbets.eu. Oh, and we don't have our recorded gtbets.eu. So Shane, why don't you tell everybody our new gtbets.eu?
Well, yeah, you get to get my sexy voice telling you about gtbets. So let's see. Don't forget, there's Major League Baseball every day, live gambling. There's a sign-up bonus, 100% cash up to $500 on the first deposit and 50% up to $500 on the second deposit. Remember, this is cash. Typically, winners only get the win amount, or new signups only get the win amount, but this is cash money. You still get your favorite points discount. They got weekly 10% casino rebates and monthly 15% horse rebates. I love horse racing. That's a fun thing to gamble on, horse racing.
Oh, my God.
You just pick your favorite names, like, oh, it's Floppy Pete. Floppy Pete in the eighth. I love him.
The best, the longest odds.
Yeah, at Aqueduct.
Oh, my God.
Make sure you add Trades HQ in the referred by field to get the highest possible welcome bonus. If you don't put in that Trades HQ, you won't get the highest possible welcome bonus. You'll get something else. So go on the GTBets EU and use the Trades HQ referred by field. Go ahead. Go do it. Gambling's a good time for everyone. No one's ever been hurt by gambling. Do it.
Never.
Allegedly. And now we'll bring in our guest.
Oh, yeah. So our guest today is he's an excellent gambler and an excellent DFS guy. And by excellent, I mean like top of the charts.
Yes. Yeah, so we're gonna welcome in our guest now, CJ Kaltenbach. Did I say it right?
You said it perfectly right. You've been worried about this for 10 minutes and you were finding the right person.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you can find CJ on Twitter at TheSiegeDFS. Welcome, CJ.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, and you are the CEO of ArborPro.com. You want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, so we're a DFS and / season-long company for basically right now we do basketball, baseball, and football. And we provide everything you could possibly need to know for both DFS and season-long. And we mix in some betting as well if you're looking to get into the betting thing. We're not giving you 10 bets a day, but we will give you winners when we give them out. There's that. We don't give out a ton of quantity, but the quality is good.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been around?
Oh, God, let's see. The company launched August 1, and I joined shortly thereafter. So, I guess that would make 8 months today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, so you've been there 8 months, and you've already murdered everyone else that was like at the top of the hierarchy, and you've moved
you
up?
You took over.
I started pretty close to the top, so there's nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
and obviously we've all got a little bit connected based on the DFB Invitational.
Scott Barrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shout out to Scott. I think he thought he was going to get some easy competition in there, but he's going to be in for a rude awakening.
Hey, they did say that. That's he and CJ both said that they thought the hardest path would be for the DFS players. And I haven't seen that with rosters, the draft. I haven't noticed that being the case at all. What was your strategy going into this as a DFS, you know, star, so to speak, you know, adept at it and coming into a dynasty league? And have you been in dynasty leagues before? But what was your strategy taking on this draft?
I would call them, like, I'm in a couple, but they're very easy to win. Like, their competition level is, like, really, hopefully none of my law school friends are listening to this, but the competition is quite poor. So there really isn't, like, it's kind of, I can do what I want, and it's kind of like you could just have the dream team. So this is obviously a major step up in competition. I wanted to get some elite young players, because those are always going to be in demand. Like, if I screwed up the back half of the draft, you know, you can go into a rebuild. You can trade Odell Beckham. You can trade, you know, those type of guys, right? So the goal was to try to win first, but in case I kind of screwed it up, I gave myself an out by giving myself four or five blue chip players that are always going to have tons of value to contending teams.
I know one of the big things that there was a lot of discussion about in the group and everything was after you took Jameis Winston. Sorry, right as I said that, he took a drink, yeah.
Oh, that's all good. No, I was really surprised. I thought that he was – I thought he had been falling, to be honest. I was caught off guard when people were like, oh, like you should have taken Carson Wentz first. We don't need to rehash it. To me, Jameis Winston was clearly the last of tier one. And Carson Wentz for me was in tier three. So I.
Shane just took his headphones off, threw them on the floor.
I understand why people can like him. Just way too many red flags for me personally.
That's right. Me and Siege were talking about this. Siege was bringing up back injuries from Carson Wentz when he was 6 years old.
Your back when it's not fully developed. That's a great thing to have in your quarterback.
And that's why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up in the first place, because the two of you guys were going at it there for a while.
I mean, it killed. I'll just say Tony Romo was never the same after his back injuries. So. True. You know, we can say that he's going to be fine, but until we see him make it through 16 games, and again, this is a dynasty, right? Like, I'm not saying this is probable, but if he breaks his back next year, right, and we were to restart the draft, where's it going? Round 10? Round 11? Right?
Yeah, well, if you're breaking your back every year, then I'm probably going to move on.
But that's the point, right? Jameis Winston's future value, like, even if the Tampa season doesn't go well, he's going to start somewhere, even if it's a bad team. I'm not exactly losing all value out of Jameis. And the ceiling with Bruce Arians is, you know, first-round pick if he throws for 4,500 yards and all these touchdowns. Like, so for me, I just felt like I was getting a value there just based on what was left.
And you must think you also have seen the floor for Jameis Winston, like the worst he's going to be, not playing, you know, maybe not tantrums, but just the kind of – you've seen maybe the low of Jameis Winston. You're comfortable with that?
I mean, I'm trying again, like in a league this competitive, right? If you hit a bottom 25% outcome on any player, you're not going to win, right? And I think that. So the goal is, if you're trying to compete right away, is you're looking for, okay, who's got the best 75th percentile outcome? And those are the type of players that I was trying to draft early on and get my hands on, because, you know, those guys can only raise in value in the long term.
Hey, I know we tried to make several trades. I don't think it happened. I looked at the trade history of this league, and I thought we'd made one trade. It didn't
work out.
We
didn't make a trade?
No. I thought we did, too. No, we didn't.
We tried multiple times, including actually yesterday. But I will say, if you're willing to trade Odell Beckham Jr., we could probably open up some trade talks right now.
Yeah, no, I think we're good. We really didn't make a trade? God, that's crazy. We've had a lot of trade talks and not have made a trade.
Well, it's funny, too, because this league started February 26th. Yeah. This draft started, and we're already in April.
There's been some downtime.
And Scott's taken overnight. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Scott, come on, buddy. You implement the 6-hour clock and you're going to be the first one to break it? Come on now.
That's right. Yeah, well, throughout this draft, we actually, like, you were in between us. You had that turn, and so we picked in front of you and behind you throughout the draft. So there were quite a few times where we did discuss with you about a trade, but it just never actually materialized. But with the way you're playing this, you say you are in some other dynasty leagues. Do you look at fantasy more from a DFS point of view or from a dynasty point of view?
I mean, definitely from a DFS point of view, but I mean, I'm looking for upside, right? Like, I'm, you know, if we're starting to get towards best ball season, right? Which is, I call it a daily fantasy / season long form. And I'm already looking for those type of sleepers, and those type of players are perfect for a dynasty draft where you're trying to figure out like where the values are. So, you know, there's definitely some crossover between those type of formats, but as you can see, I'm shooting for the moon on a lot of these guys. Like, I have my core, and then it's all about upside around it.
Yeah.
You know, guys that could develop into starters, whether it be, you know, Carlos Hyde, Ricky Seals-Jones Jr., the aforementioned mocked Chris Warren, Marquise Goodwin. And, you know, and I have some mid-round rookie picks that will kind of fill in those kind of gaps as well to guys that can develop in the starters later in the year.
Yeah, I like a lot of those picks, Hyde, guys that were definitely on my list that, like you said, are potentially starting caliber players.
And the Chris Warren thing brought up Shane. Shane.
Yeah, because I tried to draft him after you drafted him. So that didn't work. Just a little pro tip here. If someone's already been drafted, you can't draft them, guys.
Now, the question is, how much later did you try to take them?
No, I think it was literally like the next pick or the next round. The next opportunity. Yeah. Yeah. But I liked Warren a lot. But now that Crowell's there and I got a feeling we're going to go run it back in the draft.
I'm thrilled about the Crowell signing. I think that means they're not going to take a running back in the draft.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like I the Crowell signing to me, I thought was like a best case outcome. Because if they get Le'Veon Bell, like he's drawing dead. If they get a veteran that wants to get the vast majority of the playing time, like I'm trying to think of one. C.J. Anderson's a poor man.
Well, Lynch. If Lynch would have came back, you knew he was. You know, there's nothing to look forward to.
You know, if they had traded for Jordan Howard. Right, a guy that was like just gonna take over the first and second down role because Jalen Richard's got a lock on third down. So, but Isaiah Crowell is always gets hurt, but yeah. But he's also like good enough that you're really not gonna like how many running backs can you really carry, right? Because none of those guys can play special teams as it is. So, can you really carry a fourth running back that can't play special teams? That's pretty tough on game day. So, I feel pretty optimistic with Chris Warren's ability to get playing time.
Well, unless of course they decide it's Chris Warren that's going to be showed the exit.
I mean, possible, but again, if that happens, so be it. It's a 18th round pick.
Yeah,
I just in that Raiders offense, though, if he happens to get the first and second down or the goal line work, like it's a nice guy.
Well, yes. And speaking of 18th round, you know, we took a few rookie picks, but we only actually took first round picks. We don't have any other rookie picks. But I see here you took a few third rounds and fourth round. We've talked about it with a lot of guests over the last couple of months about this rookie class. You come from a DFS background and everything. Do you like this rookie class? Do you believe that those threes and fours are going to get you some players that you're going to be able to use in this league? Or were you doing it just because you thought it was best at the time?
So this is where college football DFS, I think, is really helpful as someone who plays it, is I have a pretty good feel for the incoming like class, and I kind of know guys that are going to fall that can just simply play football, and they're just going to find roles. So I figured if I get myself enough bullets that it's going to work. Like where I took the third round picks to, I just felt like that there was a lot of value. Like they're going where Albert Wilson is. Like you can find an Albert Wilson or 70% of Albert Wilson in the free agent market. Like, you're not going to find, you know, the next Ito Smith in free agency in this league. Like, that's not going to happen. And those are the type of players that you can find in the draft process. Now, it would be nice if the draft was obviously after the draft. It being before is definitely a wrinkle because landing spots are definitely key. But that's also where having volume of those type of picks can be helpful where, all right, maybe I whip on a couple, but if I hit on a couple, like, that's perfectly fine. You're not going to hit on 100% of these bad boys anyways.
What about in other leagues other than this league? Are you doing the same type of thing, getting the later rookie picks?
Well, yeah, normally I'm the guy that just like always trying to be competitive, so I'm just always trading away the early round picks for upgrades. And I mean, I've won it like 3 or 4 years in a row now. So like the team is just absolutely loaded. And it's kind of like the Patriots and then everyone else is the AFC East where they're just like trying to draft and trying to catch up. But I feel kind of sorry for them. We might have to kill it at some point. And just
how many years in a row have you won?
I think it's 4. I'd have to go look.
Oh my gosh.
These guys are terrible, right?
They are terrible. I started off by saying the level of competition was awful.
So at some point, though, yeah. So that's why you're in the Invitational, because you're like, look, this is like beating up children. Not that I've ever done it. I've been told.
Maybe they are kids. Maybe.
But are you playing with children?
No. They're actually all members of the Missouri Bar. So. Yeah.
Oh wow! I do think it's funny though. You go from this giant. I mean, that's a giant gap from going to people that you think that you're just trouncing all over to a league like this. There's no in between for you.
It's tough.
I mean, go big or go home, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm gonna get you in my next normal person startup, where it's little like it's lower level. I guess I don't want to say lower level analysts, but clearly people that aren't like, you know, and Scott Barrett and Pat Thorman.
I just want to, but the key is, you know, you win this league, like you're on the map. Like there's no saying you fluked into this. Like if you win this league, like you've got game.
That is true. That is true.
I should say, but I'm not that confident yet.
When we win, I'm making t-shirts, not even for us, for the rest of the league to wear.
Exactly. And we're going to put everybody else's name on the shirt. We beat, and then we'll put all their names. That would be awesome. We could probably sell that shirt too. So I think Shane, I don't remember. Was it you?
I am
or,
Shane.
Yeah, I know. But was it you or Jeremy that said you kind of dip your feet sometime in DFS? Because I know for me, I used to do it when it... I don't remember what the website was, but you were able to, like, draft a team opposite somebody else. Like, there was two people, and you both draft a team, and then you do it.
Oh, yeah. But what happened to them? It wasn't FanDuel, and it wasn't DraftKings. It was the other one that was out before both of them.
Yeah. No, it's not draft. It was...
I know. Shit. What was that?
It was my favorite one. That's the one I used to play.
Well, that's when it was new, and it was easy, and you could win.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Without skill. Let me put it that way. Now you need skill to win. I used to be able to win back then, yeah.
I used to love it that way.
I can't remember the name of it. It was one of the first ones, though.
Yeah, and I used to play that. But now it's all salary caps and everything. So I thought one of you two guys said you were doing it. Because I know I tried it a couple times, and I just didn't really
keep it. That's when I was able to actually play. You know, that's when I played, and I did okay. And then I stopped winning, and I realized that it wasn't easy anymore. I just do best ball now. I don't really do DFS.
And I'm going to buy
– best ball's awesome.
I'm going to buy one of Siege's packages and then just play all DFS and then quit the show.
Retire.
Yeah, hey, do you want to tell the people about your packages? What do you got going on over there?
Yeah, so right now we just have Baseball Live, which is we've got like an $80 off coupon. I can't remember what the hell it's called. I think it's called MLB Launch.
It is.
It's $1.99 for the whole season. But our football stuff will be up probably in the next few weeks. We'll probably give away all the off-season stuff will probably just be free for an account. And then probably starting in July, we'll lock it down and offer a football package and start getting all of our serious best ball stuff up there and things along those lines.
So how do you think DFS actually helps, or do you think DFS helps on a seasonal and dynasty, from a dynasty perspective and a seasonal perspective?
Well, I think it definitely helps, like, when you're watching a lot of college games. You know, like, the college slates aren't just always the best teams, so you get a pretty good, you know, I've watched a bunch of MAC, I've watched a bunch of some of the other smaller conferences out there, so there are some guys that I just have my eye on in these later rounds that, you know, if they get in the right spot, they could find playing time right away. Ideally, you want that player to land with the Arizona Cardinals, but not every single one can. But that's, you're trying to actually kind of identify guys you think that will identify with Cliff. And there's a couple that I think will kind of be in Cliff's consideration pool when he starts looking at that in the mid to later rounds.
So you're not you don't think Chase Edmonds has a big role there in Arizona?
I'm talking more about the wide receiver core. I think running backs are fine. Like, I think that David Johnson is going to have a monster year. That was one of the guys I kind of was hoping to start getting this, and I just couldn't get up in time to get him. I thought he went a little too late. Like, I think he's in for – after last year, we as a staff were just completely off of him. Like, it's the complete opposite this year. We'll probably be, like, basically all in on him.
Yeah. Well, that offense was – one of the worst offenses.
It was always going to be that bad. Yeah. It was always going to be bad.
Yeah, the offensive line couldn't protect. They couldn't run block. And the offensive coaching was just vanilla. So, yeah, that was bad. I can't wait to see Kingsbury out there with David Johnson and, I don't know, Rosen and or Murray. I don't even know who's going to be the quarterback out there.
I think vanilla, by the way, is a compliment. I think it was more like rice cake.
Rice cake.
But, you know, CJ, one of the other things I was wondering, because like you say, you come from the DFS mindset of looking at it, and we have been talking about rookies, and a lot of times you said you know the college people, and you use that in Dynasty. But in DFS, there's not a whole lot of rookie action in these daily fantasy sports, right? That's what I was saying. Is it one of those things where you throw in a rookie here or there just so you have a different lineup than other people, or how does that work?
I mean, it depends on matchups. So, like, one of my better weeks last year, for example, was the Calvin Ridley explosion week. And, you know, again, if you don't know how talented Calvin Ridley is, like, it's much tougher to make that decision. But he had a great matchup against a terrible corner, and it's like, this guy is really good. Like, if he starts going, they'll keep feeding him. But, like, if, you know, you don't know exactly how good the player is, you'd be concerned about the volume in situations like that.
Well, yeah.
So real quick, how about some Mac? Give me some Mac touts. Give me anyone. I promise I won't remember it, and I won't use it in the league.
This is the problem, because, like, I really like this guy, and I really don't want to give him out.
You have to. It's for the audience.
Yes.
It's
not I'm sure off. We've heard the name. I mean, I watch a lot of college ball, and we do some Debbie stuff, so I'm sure we know the player that you are going
to say. I'm sure you do. I'm trying to pull him up here. I'm just curious. I'm pulling up the Fantasy Pros Dynasty rankings. I'm really just curious how far down he is.
No, come on.
That gives me time to get a pen and paper.
I want to get a good laugh at this.
For example,
Greg Dortch is the number 18 wide receiver. That's awful. Like, he should be way higher than that.
He's
going to find playing time right away on a contender. He's going to go to some team like the Rams and be their number five, and someone's going to get hurt, and then he's going to play, and then he's going to catch like 45 balls next year.
What, is he going to murder Josh Reynolds in order to do so?
I mean, I hope not. As the owner of him in this league, but
I certainly am not advocating that he murdered Josh Reynolds.
No, of course not. That's not what you meant. But
No. That was me quoting CJ. I don't care if he kills Josh Reynolds. I don't give a fuck. I don't know him.
Yes, you do. Stop it. You do care. Listen, I mean,
he's on my team. Of course I care.
Yeah, and CJ, you could give out any name. I mean, you only have 21,000 followers that are looking to see what you're going to say. Nobody's going to do it. Go ahead. What do you have?
Oh, man. Do I really have to?
Yes. we all said yes.
One guy. Let's go.
As soon as I opened my mouth, I was like, you know, that was really stupid, right?
Just give one guy. Jesus Christ. Yeah. James Williams.
No.
Is it deeper than that?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, how much Toledo Rockets did you guys watch this year?
This year?
A little bit. Are you serious?
I like how Shane says this year, like it makes a difference which year it was.
Well, I know Jeremy did because he's Ohio Toledo.
That's right.
I just want him to say the wide receiver's name.
Say the name.
Say it.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I'm going to keep him behind the paywall. Sorry, boys.
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. Okay, let me go write that down.
Check out my Fantasy Pros article where I wrote about him a couple weeks back.
Oh, I did.
I like CJ's face.
That guy, man.
Wait.
He is. Well, there are actually more receivers there than him. He's the guy I like the best. But there are two players there that stand out, and it's one of the guy, either the guy I said or the other name, and I feel bad for Siege because he definitely doesn't want to say it.
You have to say the other name, Jeremy.
Wait. CJ's saying it. What'd you say, CJ?
It was Deontay Johnson.
Not. There you
I don't
go.
Think that's who he's going to say.
It definitely was. I promise you. He's going to play right. He's going to get punt return action right away in the NFL, and he's going to be on special teams, and if they need him to get on the field, he's going to perform.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, that was my thing about the article I wrote, is players that have a chance a better than draft capital chance at making an NFL team because of their diversity, like their ability to play special teams. Terry McLaurin was another one he's been rising up to. But Deontay Johnson, because I've seen him quite a bit, and I think he's way better than people have him ranked.
He's going to go in day two. He's going to be a day two guy.
You think he's going to be a second rounder?
I think he'll go in the second or third.
Wow.
Third round for sure. Yeah, I agree.
Wait, who are we talking about? Deontay Johnson?
I was trying to find a pen. I couldn't find a pen.
Thompson. Write down the wrong name. It's Cody Thompson. Don't worry about it.
Did he get invited to the combine?
Oh, God. You know, I was busy combine week. I think he did. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson did. Terry McLaurin did. The one guy that I wrote about that didn't. Only one of the three didn't. And so Deontay was there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I knew McLaurin did, but not this other guy that you guys are making up.
No, not making him up, man. Yeah, I'm going to own a lot of him for sure. Well, not maybe as much as I would have if I would have kept my mouth shut. Same with the Seed.
Look, if he goes in the second round, I'm grabbing the guy. But if he's day three or later, forget about it.
Well, this is exactly why I'm happy now, maybe, that our draft is before this all comes out.
That's funny.
Yeah. And, you know what's surprising to me is that our rookie draft is – soon, apparently, because I didn't know that.
Well,
it's starting like soon.
The funniest part of it, though, is he keeps saying that he wanted to start it, but the other draft is still going on. I think we still got like 11 rounds to go. So
we're gonna have concurrent drafts going on. That's gonna be interesting. I've never done that before.
Well, I don't know how he's going to do that on MFL. He's going to have to open up a separate MFL league because you can't have two snake drafts going on at the same time in the same league.
I mean, if he wasn't taking overnight every damn time.
That is funny.
And then he blames us to try to move the clock faster. Like, come on now.
It is true. Scott Barrett's a pretty awful person.
Yeah, is that it?
We're too far down the draft, right? He can't pull us out at this point. We can talk as much shit as we want now, right?
That's pretty funny.
I guess. I don't know. It'd be pretty easy to replace anyone in the league at this point, though. All he has to do is go to Twitter and go, hey, who wants to be in my league? And I'll get another 8,000 responses.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
CJ. Yeah, CJ, he was a guest on our show, and he was saying that he wants this league to last like 20 years, and anytime anybody has to leave, he will easily be able to just say, who wants to be in the league, and they can jump in. One of the things that we do on the show is we talk trade alerts, and we go over some trades, and if you'd like to sit in with us, we'd like to do some with you, if that works for you.
Let's do it.
All right, but before we do that, let's hear from the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Okay. So I have a trade that I would like to discuss.
Sounds good.
Wait. Sorry, we're all laughing because Shane was saying it didn't feel right to come out of the Scouting Academy and yell trade alert, so he just dropped the whole trade alert.
Look, I don't want to be a yelling monkey all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's my role, and I lean into it too much.
You gotta embrace your role, man. Know your role.
Exactly.
Okay. How are you gonna make the team if you don't know your role?
Who wants to be the yelling monkey, though? No one wants to be the yelling monkey.
That's how you get playing time.
My role is data, don't score points. All
right? I just love that CJ was cracking up when you did that. So go ahead. Let's talk about the trade you have, Shane.
Oh, holy shit. I got a whole bunch of trades on this bitch. All right. So let's start with this one because it's fun. It's salary cap. Siege, do you play in any salary cap leagues?
I don't.
Okay. So they're similar to DFS except that they're dynasty.
Seems simple enough.
See? Yeah, there you go. That's easy enough.
Wow, that's literally the easiest. I pretty much described it. So that's going to be actually an article that drops tomorrow. What are salary cap leagues? And I'm going to go, do you know what DFS is? They'll be like, yeah. I'll be like that, but just longer.
Wait, somebody's going to answer you when they read your article? They'll go, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I imagine that's how it goes when people... I talk to articles. I assume other people do too. No?
All right, so go ahead. What's the trade? And
so it's a salary cap leak. Uh-huh. There's Le'Veon Bell for $51, the 1-9 in this rookie draft for $8. For Nick Chubb, Siege's favorite player of all time, Ito Smith, for $2. And the 209 for $5. So basically, they both equal out to, let's do math. I'm not the best at it. $59 on the Lev Bell and 109 side. And then 58, is that right? 51 plus 2 is 53 and 5 is 8. Yep. And 58 for Nick Chubb, Ito Smith, and the 209.
I mean, it's clearly the Ito Smith side.
Because of Ito Smith.
Ito Smith's going to be like the starting running back come week 6.
I hope so. I have him in so many rosters. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Freeman's going to get hurt. These guys would always get hurt. You would think these teams eventually would just know the guy gets going to get hurt. And Ito Smith was good in his role last year, so he could definitely take on a bigger role.
And I'd rather have Nick Chubb than any bad rapper. I don't care what you say. going with Chubb over Le'Veon Bell.
I like how you said bad rapper. Yeah, even when you put this out on Twitter and then you put it out into the group chat, I said I like the Nick Chubb, Ito Smith side as well. But I didn't know that you were the Le'Veon Bell side. You were getting Le'Veon Bell when you.
I did not either.
So I got Lev. The other weird thing about this is we haven't actually assigned years to these contracts yet.
Okay.
So
even the Chubb and Lev Bell one, there's no years.
No one has years. We haven't assigned them yet.
Okay.
Which was funny. That didn't even dawn on me till like several weeks ago. I was like, wait a minute. How are we doing? You got to give these guys years at some point, right? So anyway, but so we, everyone in this league has about 7 players because we all bid horribly. like Chris Godwin was dropped at one point because someone overpaid for him. I dropped Alshon Jeffrey because I overpaid for him. And then I picked up Chris Godwin. And then 2 days later, I picked up Alshon Jeffrey for $2.
Wait, did the startup end or is it still in the startup?
No, and the startup's done, but there was a couple of like, I did Baker Mayfield for like $71 because out of the bat, I came swinging. I'm like, fuck it. This is a super flex league. I'm getting Baker, $71. It's a $300 cap.
I was just going to say, what's the cap? You didn't tell anybody.
Dude, you're the guy that like to play like the first day auction guy. So that I love to be in leagues with.
What do you have, like 6 players on your roster?
No, so I've actually been able to make a lot of moves where like I dropped a couple of high-end guys. I dropped Dito Smith at one point. I had like $6 on Traquan Smith, and I dropped him and picked up I forget who, but basically,
I would love to be in this league. That would be so awesome.
It's interesting. It's going to be an interesting first year, but basically Lev Bell is going to be on a 1-year contract so that I have lots of wiggle room under the cap going forward, or at least a decent amount, because honestly, everyone in this league, except for 2 teams, was right at the fucking cap. you're looking to make trades and everybody's at like 299. 300. You're like, that guy's over the cap. That's not right.
But
So I basically just made this trade so I can make some moves later on.
It is funny. If you look at the poll that you posted on Twitter, it was actually pretty close. It was a 53-47 for the Chubb side. So,
yeah, not surprised. It seemed like a pretty close one, depending on what you were looking at doing, the dollars, the years, the picks. I mean, I thought it was pretty balanced. I just prefer the Chubb side slightly more.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the trade in my mind, again, it's Bell for Chubb, which obviously to me and I think to most people is a win on the Chubb side. And then the 209 and Ito Smith for a 109. So that's a pretty heavy win on my side of it. And like I said, it's salary cap, so it's a little different. You want to give yourself a little flexibility. The draft up terribly.
The thing I'll say, and I think CJ would agree, I don't necessarily say the 109 is a huge win over Ito Smith and the 209.
It's definitely not a win.
Yeah, I don't think so wrong. Either. Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, well, I mean, it's okay to be wrong. That's how we learn in life.
I mean, the 109, like, the 109 is not exactly, like, this is a weak running back class. Like, maybe you're taking, like, the best of the darts, but, you know, the difference between the dart you're taking at 109 and the dart you're taking at 209, and at least as the running backs, aren't going to be that drastic.
Yeah, no, I mean, if this was a different year, maybe that would be different, but I agree.
You're drafting a running back.
Well,
I mean, okay. Like, you're not going to have, like, the top 4 quarterbacks are going to, you said this is super flex, right?
Yeah.
So the top 4 quarterbacks are going to be gone, and the top 5 wide receivers, or top 4 wide receivers are going to be gone.
He might draft a tight end there. I can see what he's thinking. At 109, you could get some really good value in this draft. It could be one of the 3 tight ends for him.
Yeah,
it's one of those wide receivers that happens to drop. I'd say it's likely at that spot not going to be a running back unless somebody you love falls that far, but I doubt it.
There's no running backs that are worthy of first round picks, at least in my first evaluations.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, and
not
there
even
is
Miles
one
Sanders, huh?
What?
You're not a fan of Miles Sanders?
Yeah, no.
Well, nah, but there's another thing to take into consideration that a lot of people, when they're doing this, don't really look at the numbers. But you're sitting here talking about Le'Veon Bell at $51 and Nick Chubb at $51, which don't have any contracts yet. But you're talking about Ito Smith at $2 with no contract. So say CJ is right and say Ito Smith does become the starter either this year or next year or whatever.
Or whatever.
You have a starting guy. So you're saying Ito Smith, whatever, but when you look at the 51 and 51, $2 is a great price to have him at.
No. Definitely a good price for him.
But you're saying we're still wrong.
Yeah, no, you're still wrong, but I mean, fine.
Is this draft after the draft? Because that helps, right?
This is a normal.
I think we're the only ones. Yeah.
You know the landing spots on the tight ends, because like the tight ends are a huge risk when you don't know the landing spot.
Yeah, and I did a rookie draft almost a month ago.
Did you really already?
Yeah. I like rookie draft.
Drafts too,
yeah.
Man. I feel like you can take advantage of your knowledge and advantage of other people who aren't yet, you know, prepared and haven't seen the landing spots. But I agree, landing spot is. No, that's the linchpin of the whole thing.
With a draft like this class, yeah, I would say. All right, so what's your other trade you said? You said you have a lot of trades. What else you got?
I have like 30. I only add like some. Like, I do all day. Like my boss is listening. I'm working hard, but I'm also making a lot
of
money.
Say the trade this time. Just tell us the trade.
I like
it. Let's let Siege go
and
first.
And then ramble on.
Yeah, I like how you talk about Siege go first. I like how you talk about your boss. Your wife was the same way when she was here, when you guys were here for a holiday. Yeah, he's always on his phone. He's always doing fantasy.
My wife is a lovely person.
Yes, she is.
If she ever listens. She doesn't listen. She doesn't even support me. Whatever. So this is in the Ultimate Dynasty Podcast League that we're in.
Yes.
So I made a trade for us.
We're in, Jeremy.
We're in. We're in this one. Shane's in on our behalf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Forever.
I don't want to tell you what side I'm on, because then you guys vote against me just off principle. So Sterling Shepard and 2-9 for Tariq Cohen.
CJ, what do you think about that? Because I know my answer.
Boy, I think I would want the Tariq Cohen side.
That's my answer.
That's my answer, too.
Right, but that's the side I want.
Yeah, that's the side I want, too.
Oh, you know what? I realize I put this trade out, and you could probably tell which side is mine.
No,
on
I didn't
Twitter.
Look at anything. Is it on the sheet? I didn't see anything.
So just to show me up, you guys are like, oh, we're going to take Shane's side.
No,
oh,
I honestly thought you traded for Tariq Cohen. I was going to be so happy for you.
Yeah. I did trade for Tariq
Cohen. He did. We all agreed with Shane for a change.
Oh, okay. I missed something there. Good.
Yeah, as soon as the Giants decided that they were going to run a two-slot wide receiver offense, I thought it wise to get out of the Sterling Shepard business.
Yeah, I'd get out of the Giants offense altogether. Yeah, exactly. Just get out of there. And with Tariq, and I see you have a little note here. This was prior to the Jordan Howard trade to the Eagles, so that's even better that you did that trade.
Yeah, I didn't want anyone to think, like, people are stupid, so people might let that skew their thoughts in the trade when it shouldn't. People aren't stupid. They're what's another word for stupid that they won't understand?
That they won't understand. they're gullible. They're sheep. They're whatever.
Naive.
There you go. I like this last trade that you have just because of the title of it.
Okay, so you guys know me at this point, right?
Yes.
There's a couple things that I tend to do. If I write an article about someone and I find out that I actually like them, then there's a good chance I'm going to be sending out offers to them for them in multiple leagues. So I wrote a Devin Funchess article that came out today, and it's excellent, I must say. If you haven't read it, you really should. It's really good. Siege, check that out.
You could tell me Devin Funchess like was running a 4.2, and you still couldn't get me to roster Devin Funchess.
Nice.
Well, that's the wrong approach. I just want you to know that.
Is he playing tight end yet? No?
Yeah, I was just going to say, hey, we need a tight end in the DFB Invitational, so maybe we get our hands on
Did
Devin
you
Funchess.
Not see Evan Silva's tweet?
Yeah, I like Funchess fine. I own him in a lot
that
of
they
places.
Were going to run him out of the slot a little bit, looks like. So anyway.
I think that's an exaggeration on the word run.
Oh, wow.
You know, he's actually very fast for his size, allegedly.
But you have
so anyway,
to say for
I
his size.
I traded for Devin Funchess and gave up a couple 20 seconds.
Okay.
I got slaughtered on Twitter. 68% to 32%.
I voted against you on Twitter.
You son of a bitch.
I saw Devin Funchess was on one side. I immediately clicked on the other.
You didn't even care. Like it could have been a dead fish on the other side.
I looked, it said 2 second round picks, and I was like, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
All right. I would be selling, if I had Devin Funchess shares, I would be selling every single one.
Yeah, well, then we can make some trades if I could ever get in your you know, shark and guppies league that you got going on. Because apparently we can't pull a trade off in here. I was looking at that, and I can confirm we've made no trades.
That is a lot of wasted hours.
You already confirmed that.
Well, I wanted to confirm for myself.
Okay.
Trust but verify. Jeremy, what side are you on here, my friend?
I don't like the going for the 2020 picks, the 2020 seconds. You guys know that about me. I've said that a bunch. I'd rather go with something that is going to score me points now and worry about 2020 later. I think you did fine with that. I have Devin Funchess in a lot of places because I didn't pay a lot for him. I never thought he was going to be, you know, wide receiver one or anything, but I got him in startups at a good value, and I like that side of it more than the second round picks. It's not that I think Siege is wrong. You know, Devin Funchess is what, a wide receiver what to you, Shane? Three?
I mean, upside, he's got wide receiver two upside. He's been a wide receiver two in that offense. But yeah, more likely he's probably a wide receiver three.
A top 30 wide receiver, then he's worth those 2 second round picks. In a dynasty league, as far as value, that was a good purchase.
Yeah, and I mean, on the roster, he's going to slot in, I think, at my wide receiver four. So hopefully he outplays that. And if he doesn't, then, you know, I'll call Siege up and I'll be like, hey, you were right. You can make fun of me some more.
The only thing I'll say about it is I would probably side with the two 2020 seconds. Just because I think I can maybe get more for those than Devin Funchess.
Do you now?
I do.
What do you think you can get, Mr. Sipes?
Well, it depends on the league, but I think I could get more, especially with the hype where people don't want to be in this rookie draft and they want next year's picks. I think that maybe you could get something better than the 20. But then again, we've talked about it a lot of times. Every league is different. Every trade's different. You may have already sent that out to a bunch of other people and this was the best you can get. But in my mind, I would probably side towards the two picks. And I'm sorry if you think that's wrong, but I don't give a shit.
I'd love to get Lamar Miller with two 2020 seconds or something like that. Where people, you get Lamar players Miller. That are typically people are down on and there's just really no great reason for it. And you can, I'm sure.
You only need a second to get Lamar
that's,
Miller.
That's people probably true. Lamar Miller. Yeah. You know, that's probably
the
true.
The only people that like Lamar Miller are guys that play best ball.
That is... Oh. Hey, is that true? Yeah. I see CJ like bouncing his head. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, the only reason I know that is, you know, FF Links. He plays about, I don't know, a million best ball leagues.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
I don't fucking know either, man. Like, but I edited a few of his articles, and Lamar Miller's name came up in every single one of them, which is fine. But he's just that guy. He's low cost. No one ever really wants him. But then you look up at the end of the season and you're like, son of a bitch, that guy's a running back too.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. That actually brings up something before we wrap everything up with you, CJ. What players, somebody like Lamar Miller, what players do you think ends up where in Dynasty we don't care that much, but in DFS you really like? So people that are just mentally in Dynasty mode who want to try DFS, who should they be looking at that they wouldn't normally look at because they're Dynasty people?
Boring veterans. So we're looking at like Randall Cobbs of the world, Tyler Crofts of the world.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I was really pissed. He got sniped right in front of me by another DFS guy. I should have known. I was trying to get in front of him too, and it just didn't work out. I hate that. I hate when you're trying to lock up, I tried with Matthew Berry, just couldn't get it done. Probably I knew that he was probably gonna take him too, and I was like, I gotta get ahead.
Yeah, I wanted him in this league as well.
I just couldn't get in front of him, and it was really frustrating. Because you guys took Cameron Brate right after, so I'm sure you were probably gonna take Croft there as well.
I would have.
I was trying to jump him, so that was frustrating. But he's gonna be good.
One of the ones that was funny is we did a show last week and we were talking about the Tannehill signing with Tennessee and Mariota's arm, which Shane always loves to bring up Mariota at least once every show. And during the show, we even said, Shane goes, oh yeah, he was taken a long time ago in the DFB draft. And then we were on the clock the next day and I was like, hey Shane, Tannehill's still available. And you're like, hey, let's grab him. So we grabbed him.
I was very shocked that he was still available in the 86th round of this draft.
Yeah. Especially after you really hyped it during the show where you said, oh, yeah, he was taken a long time ago. You know, and then it was like, holy crap, he's still available.
All right, let's not make me the Ryan Tannehill truther because I think the guy is a hot pilot.
No. We're not saying he's any good. We're saying
it was a good bet, I think.
In this league.
That situation in this league. With super flex. For sure.
Yeah.
The quarterback taken behind him was Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. For context.
But
Jacoby Brissett, no one gives a shit about this, but Jacoby Brissett played decently that season that Luck was out. I mean, he wasn't great, but I bet you he was pretty good in DFS.
Listen.
Because he was probably cheap.
But when you say nobody cares, you take into consideration that we're late in the draft. Most of the stuff on the board sucks. You're in a super flex. You take the shot at some of the guys. And if you really believe what you say about Mariota every show, then he's a good pickup to take, you know?
It's a situation that you'd like to have a capable backup in, for sure.
Yeah.
He'll start 3 games for you next year.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
That might be bye weeks.
I like how Shane put his hand over his head. So, CJ, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, it was a lot of fun. And is there anything you want to promote? Anything? I mean, we've already talked about your site and your packages and everything. But if you want to mention anything
let's
else.
Let's talk about your package some more.
Mike likes to talk about the package.
Yes. Well, this is the first time I've got to at least say I want to talk about your package. So go ahead.
It's armorpro.com. You can find it all there. I just want to say, guys, I'll enjoy looking down at you in the standings.
You might. We would like you to come back later on in the season when we're playing real games, and then we could talk about that. Maybe the week we play you, we'll get you on.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'll be so far in front of you, you'll just want to forget I exist at that point.
But, oh, nice. I don't know about that.
Well, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun having you on.
Thank his ass.
Yeah, so I'm thanking him even no matter what he says. And go check him out on Twitter at the Siege DFS, and check out his website arborpro.com. Thank you very much, Siege, for coming on.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, man, it was good. We appreciate you. We'll see you out there. Hey, let's get a trade done, man. We'll give you the last pick in the draft, our last pick for maybe like your next two. I don't know.
It's funny. We are one pick short, though, based on one of the trades we did. So
all right, we'll be okay.
All right. Thank you, Siege.
I can give you Mr. Irrelevant if you want.
Oh, Trey Quinn?
Yeah, Trey Quinn. I like Trey Quinn. Yeah, the Trey Quinn's awesome. Have a great night. Thank you very much.
The last pick. Yeah, thanks, man. Take care.
So that was a lot of fun. Thanks, CJ, for coming on. Before we go tonight, we did want to mention, we wanted to mention our store because, Shane, you wanted to do a giveaway, correct?
Well, I most certainly did. And we've already started getting a couple eligible entrants. So this is awesome. So in order to be eligible, all you need to do is give us a rate and review on iTunes. I don't want to tell you it needs to be a 5-star, but if you feel the need to send me like a 3-star review, sure, go ahead. So what you can do is take a picture of the 5-star review, rating and review, send it to the Dynasty Trades HQ pod at gmail.com. And you'll be eligible to win any t-shirt of your choosing from the store, from the Dynasty Trades HQ store, which I don't know the fucking handle to, but Sipes does.
Yes, it's dthq.storenv.com.
That's I set the thing up. Why wouldn't I know what the store site is, you jackass?
Look, you can get a cool t-shirt like this one that I'm wearing tonight, Trash Dynasty Trade Offer.
It is funny. Nobody could see what you're doing. But yes, he's spreading his chest out and his shirt has the hashtag Trash Dynasty Trade Offer on top.
Oh, you got it. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it all fits nicely, like straight across. I'm big chested.
That's awesome.
Ooh, look at that.
I think I'm going to be like our friend Russ, Dynasty Outhouse, and I'm going to get that hoodie because he got the hoodie from us and he posted it on Twitter. Yeah. It looked really good.
Yeah, that new hoodie, man, that we set up out there is a sweet piece of merchandise. We should post a picture of that.
All I'm saying is if I was single, I'd be wearing that hoodie everywhere because you would definitely get laid.
And I really
back to the contest. Again, all you need to do is take a picture of your or send us a screenshot of your 5-star rating and review. Send this to Dynasty Trades HQ pod at gmail.com. And we're gonna pick a winner shortly. I want to see how many reviews we can get. We need lots and lots of reviews because remember, if you don't review us, then we die. It's like Tinkerbell. Remember when they didn't applaud and she died? and then they had the barrier. Remember that?
That's yes, what happened. But she didn't really die. She didn't die, but yes.
Oh, well, I stopped watching. She didn't.
You know, you thought she died, so you stopped watching?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. I ran away crying. I didn't know she lived all this time.
I will say, we did get a couple new reviews, and the general theme of them is funny, which I really like the fact that the couple of reviews, I mean, one of them was simple. It just said, Dynasty is funny, and the title was Funny Shit. So thanks, CIW77. But yeah, we got some great reviews. Even Apple Mant. He said, best podcast I've heard in a long time. Funny and informative. Funny, happy times. Yep. So, you know, we try to have fun on here. We try to.
Oh, wait. We had one from another. Oh, it's not up yet. Never mind. Apple takes 24 to 48 hours just to review a review.
It is funny. Yes, we did get a couple screenshots from people that showed their review, but they're not on here unless Apple's they're faking it to us. Unless they're tricking us and they didn't really give us the review.
Hell yeah, we have fun on this show. We don't even have to try, man. We do have fun without trying. It's amazing. We love it.
And remember,
fantasy football should be fun.
Yeah, and so should life. I mean, there's so much stuff in life that isn't fun. So stuff like this should be fun. So listen. Thank you very much. Oh, hey, you also wanted to talk about fun. You wanted to mention the Patreon. I mean, just our Patreon GroupMe chat is so fun.
Well, so just this week or last week, I don't know. We do a lot of shit. We dropped the bonus podcast, the Uncensored podcast, and also we did a rate and review of a roster. I did an article on a rookie draft. It was a bunch of good shit. So if you're a patron, trust me, you're getting taken care of. This isn't a one-way relationship. I give it to you. You give it to me. We both take it. You know, it's a give and take relationship. It's
both
well
sides
worth
get
the cost.
The cookie.
Yeah, it's well worth the cost. That's all I'm saying. Even if it's, you know, $5 a month. You drink a couple less coffees. That's probably a good idea because, you know, summer's coming. You want to get that summer body. So I'm trying to help you.
I'm still laughing the way you say, I give it to you, you give it to me.
He's a true philanthropist.
It just seemed funny, even the way you said it. But yes, go join our Patreon. We really appreciate it. And it's a lot of fun. And especially that GroupMe chat. That thing, it just blows up all day. And we have a good time there.
Oh, our patrons are great, man. That's become like a club. It's like a frat house or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and we're glad Larry Monkey made it through his surgery last week okay, and everything's doing good. So,
yeah, thank God that he didn't die. He had
the monkey removed? The monkey off his back? What happened?
No, that's right. Jeremy was like off the grid for a week, so he didn't know. He had an emergency appendix surgery, so but he's okay. So,
and I promised him if he died that we would rename the league. And I really didn't want to rename the league after him. So
you could have lied to him because if he passed away, he wouldn't even know.
That's true. I mean, I would have kept my word at least for a season.
Oh my gosh!
It would have been the Larry Monkey Memorial League for one season. Just it's a lot of work changing names and stuff. You know.
Stop. Nothing happened. He's fine. I do like when Russ said dibs on his players. So, all right. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you guys next week.
We will. Same place, same bat channel.
Eagles are probably going to trade for Duke Johnson tonight.
Bye.